We are the
ones. Oh my god. All
right. We are the ones who make a better day. What?
I have a funny story.
Oh no, what about
this guy at the gym today?
Yeah.
Fell off the elliptical. He took one step and went boom. Fucking tumbled. And all I could think in that moment was, oh, it's a shame there isn't any good people in this gym who would look out for you, because it's just the two of us and I'm laughing.
Did you laugh?
Oh my god.
Out loud? Oh no! Oh no, why?
Because he fell and it was hilarious, Adam.
Oh my god.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Two Guys with Raging Goals. This is Mikey. Whoa. This is Mikey. Like I'm talking into a fucking radio broadcaster.
This is Mikey.
This is Mikey.
Break it, this is Mikey. The copter's going down.
I'm Mikey and this is Adam, and every Friday, fuck, we gotta quit changing things.
Yeah.
Every Friday, we bring you a conversational podcast where one of us brings a topic to the table and we discuss it for your enjoyment. If you like that, follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Two Guys with Raging Goals. You can follow us on at patreon.com/, I always say backslash and then I think like, not everybody knows what a slash is.
They know a slash. Like,
patreon.com/,
right.
Two Guys Raging. Head on over to Patreon, throw us a couple bucks if you like our content, want to support us, keep the lights on, support our dreams. We'd love to buy new software, but we haven't hit that goal yet.
Right.
So,
yeah.
This episode is a twofer special.
Yes.
Because not only is it a Patreon topic,
yes.
So if you go over to Patreon, you throw us $3 a month, you get to pick topics.
That is true.
And so this
sounds
episode,
fun. Sounds like something
doesn't that sound like totally worth the $3.
I should do that so that I can start picking topics.
I know. We're going to get to a point where it's going to be like, hey, we'd like to pick a topic. So, like, could you guys, like, calm down? Seriously, though, head over to Patreon, throw us $3. You can pick the topic.
Yeah.
Whatever you want us to rage about.
Yeah.
We will talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Within reason. Because we're reasonable.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Lie to them.
Lie to them and then tell them to give us money.
That's how you get... Anybody see Enron?
Yeah.
Come on.
Trump?
Yeah. Lie to him. Get the money. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Make America great. So not only is this going to be a special topic from a Patreon subscriber, but also, we should have banners.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Fireworks.
Oh, there we go.
Can you do that?
Yeah, in iMovie. iMovie will let me do that, you fuck.
What about Blanco with
I bet I can do that on iMovie.
Okay.
Yeah. No, all it gives me is the ability to put really shitty filters on everything.
What about that's shoot fireballs like Mario?
Well, yeah, what if you just looked like a jackass like every other fucking episode? So here's the deal, Mike. Let me tell you something. While you were doing the intro, I had a moment of terror. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something, Mike. Haven't said that in a few episodes. You're welcome, guys.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something, Mike. I don't know that it's true either. I just fucking black out when we do this. Fucking me and my meth kit, we're just fucking, all over the place. So this guy named Sam lives across the street from me.
The serial killer.
Right.
Yeah. He lives across the street?
Yeah, he lives over there!
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why. And here's the other issue. When my landlord was building my deck off of my bedroom, Sam was had his car parked in front of my house, and he was sleeping in it.
I remember that.
Right? I told
you that.
Okay. Well, since that day, I had not seen his car. I look through the window. And his car's there! His car is fucking there. He's back. Sam is fucking back.
Maybe he was on vacation. Like, you know.
Fuck it, yeah.
He probably has a basement full of, like, skins and stuff that he has
right,
to, like,
yeah,
maintain.
Right.
So,
he probably whittles his own chess pieces. He's got one that has my face on it.
He's got this giant lathe.
Like micro sculpture, like fucking.
Perfect. And you're the queen. This episode, topic brought to you by Yaherter, also known as Yahida.
Yes.
And special thanks to Rodney Moon and Yahida for making this possible. They contributed at a higher level than some of the other patrons, so yeah. They get special shout-outs and get to be in the banners and the Haruk.
Right, yeah.
As soon as Adam fucking figures out how to put that shit in, it's going to be incredible.
He's sick as shit.
But thank you so much to them. Rod, obviously a huge friend to me, been my best friend since I was 16, and then now... Well, he knows you. I don't know.
Yeah,
you and his kids are probably friends.
Oh, yeah. Me and Tank. Yeah. We hang out.
And then Yahida, who was actually Sarah's boss. And was she your boss at some point? Or were you guys peers?
We were peers.
They all worked together.
I mean, she bossed me around.
So, both great people. Thank you so much for supporting the show, you guys, and supporting at the level that you do. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And so this episode is for you guys. But now I have to re-find Yahida's topic because I read it out loud and now I forget it. The topic. I'm going to read word for word what she said in broken English.
Oh, God damn it.
I love you.
She's going to be like, God damn you, Mikey.
She said, my topic will have to be about obsessions. Have you or Adam ever obsessed about something that it became a daily routine? I'm currently obsessed with a puzzle that I started with my nieces last week. I'm really curious as to how this puzzle went. Every day I find myself picking through the pile of puzzle pieces, and it's a calming feeling to a stressful day at work. So.
I like that.
I am not a very obsessive person. So like... Okay. Okay.
You're a fucking sack of shit. You fucking lie. This whole episode is just lies. Lies about how he's just this great fucking person. Give him money on Patreon. Look at him, he's great.
I've never claimed to be a great person. I'm a terrible person, and I've told many people that.
Right.
People choose not to believe me when I tell them that. I'm like, no, I'm a terrible person. You might think I'm a good person. Like, yeah, you interact with me and you're like, hey, Mikey, he's pretty great. And then you spend a while with me and you're like,
oh, yeah.
This guy's a fuck.
He's a real big fuck.
And I'm like, yeah, but I told you that, so it's not my fault that you didn't know.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You have to come to terms with it.
Yeah. So
you're not obsessive.
So I don't, I'm not obsessive in the way that, like...
Could I give you some examples?
Sure, yeah. Let's hit me with some examples and then I will deflect them.
Okay.
Oh, wait! I forgot to tell you this story and I have to share it now.
Okay. Tell me the story.
Or should I save it for the next episode?
Maybe save it for the next episode.
Alright, I'll save it for the next
episode. We'll talk,
Okay.
So... Maybe my friend Mikey has a liking for Pokemon. Maybe my friend Mikey spent 2 weeks of his entire life, every waking moment he had in 2 weeks, hatching Charmander eggs in Pokemon to breed the perfect Charmander.
No,
maybe
to breed the perfect Charizard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, no. Highly non-obsessive. Yeah!
Okay.
No, that's fine. You're a 35-year-old man. You fucking played Pokemon for 2 weeks.
I'm not 35.
No, yeah.
I'm not even 30 yet.
Yeah.
I'm not in my
Another
30s.
Thing he's obsessed with, how old he is. What the fuck, guys?
You're a fuck.
What the fuck?
Okay, so let me break this down for you.
Right.
I feel like I'm not obsessive in that, like, it doesn't, like, it becomes, so much like what she was saying with the puzzle, it becomes something I want to do, right? And I'll, like, laser focus on it.
Right.
And I'll work on it.
Yes.
But it doesn't, like, dominate my mind, I guess is what I mean, to where, like, when I think of obsessive, I think of somebody who, like, this has to be clean all the time. Like, almost obsessive compulsive, right?
Right.
To where, like, everything has to be in its place. Or, like, Sarah can't have any cords out.
Right.
Gotta put the cord back. And I'm like, and then she's always got some excuse. She's like, the dog will trip over it. And I'm like,
He trips over everything.
He's gonna trip over the fucking coffee
table. Over his own feet.
We don't put that away. Like, he's fine.
Yeah. I know. I think obsessive. I think that you're thinking of obsessive as obsessive compulsive or like something like people who are very particular.
Yeah. Like I'm not an anal person. Like I don't. Like,
no.
Those. That's not me. Like
right.
I fuck it. Leave
so
that
so,
shit
so I think that it's something like a pastime that you really enjoy. That you want to do every single day, because you get lost in it.
Okay.
Right?
So I have a few things.
Oh!
Pokemon is one of them.
Pokemon
right?
is...
And by that, I don't mean that bullshit that's Pokemon Go. I mean a fucking Pokemon game that I will, like, invest hours and hours and hours into.
Maybe weeks.
Oh, and...
Months.
Easy.
Maybe.
Years.
Yeah.
Like, I have, I think on the, like, on my yellow game, I had 255 hours, and then it's... The clock stops. So like,
yeah.
I probably had double that easy.
Oh yeah.
And then I forget where the fuck I'm at on X now, but like,
Pokemon
X, but it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Pokemon Y, like X. I have X.
Yeah.
It's insane. I've lost more hours into that. Maybe Halo. That might be the only video game that I've put more hours into. But Halo is different. Like I didn't obsess over Halo. I guess like I did
right.
with Pokemon. The way like I will like. I will go train against the Elite Four just on repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Just
over and over.
Go beat them.
Over and over.
I wake up at my house for some reason. I don't
right.
know what the fuck happens there.
Yeah.
You become the Pokemon World Champion, and then
and
you
then
wake up
more,
in your
and you're like, fucking, it was
yeah.
all a dream.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck happened here? And,
yeah.
And then I go back, and I'll beat them again so that I can keep leveling up my Pokemon, and then I switch out certain people,
oh, yeah.
certain Pokemon, so that I can bring them and evolve them and like give them XP and then build another team, and so then I build other teams of Pokemon.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So that I have different ones to bring depending on the battle that I'm in, Adam. I'm not obsessed! Alright, so.
Uh huh.
So I have that.
Yeah. Uh huh.
And like that comes in waves, right? So in November when this game comes out, like, don't fuck with me, alright? I'm either gonna be playing Pokemon or I'm gonna be at work. Those are gonna be the two things I'm doing in my life.
Right.
But then there's like the Holy Trilogy for me.
Okay.
And by that I mean Lord of the Rings,
yep.
Star Wars, and Harry Potter.
Right.
I'll fuck anybody up on some trivia with any of those three things. Like,
right.
I know more about that shit than I should know about anything in life. Like, like my uncle. Him and I are hanging out last weekend.
How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you some stuff off the camera.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Good.
But it was good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good.
So. Sorry. Anyways, okay, so we're talking, and my uncle is very smart. Like,
right.
Very, very fucking
yes.
smart. And, like, he's a history teacher, and he has a master's in history, and, like, he just very, very fucking smart, and, like, can remember dates and names and all this shit. And, like, he's just spitting out all this information. I love being around him because, like, I'm a sponge and I just soak this shit up. And, like,
right.
I don't remember all of it, but, like, I'll remember, like, key stuff and whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So the way that he knows real events is the way that I know Star Wars, Lord of the Rings,
and Harry Potter.
And Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, and it's... It... Like, it's not an obsession anymore, I would say, because there's not as much to learn about them because,
right.
like... These things end, right? Now Star Wars is continuing, so like that's
right.
a little bit of a there's like a volcano act. There's an active volcano in there somewhere waiting to like
spill over.
Read more
right.
shit.
Oh yeah.
But like with Harry Potter, it's over, right? The Cursed Child just came out, and so that was a little bit of new information. But like basically, it's over, and so like you can learn all the things
right.
that you could ever learn about Harry Potter, and I have, and that's why watching the movies with me, you don't want to do it.
No.
You know what? If you like Harry Potter movies, don't watch them with me. Because I will fuck your whole world up. I will fuck your whole world up because I know what it's supposed to be like. And then I'm like, well, how does he know how to fucking find the Horcruxes? He never learned about them. But somehow, he knows how to fucking find them in the next movie.
Right.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Shit like that.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy. And then, like, with Lord of the Rings, like, I fucking, like, the Silmarillion and The Hobbit and all the appendices and all that shit. I've read all of that. I used to reread Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter every year.
Right.
I haven't read Lord of the Rings in the last, like, probably 3 years, and I haven't read Harry Potter, all of Harry Potter, in 2 years. I did read, like, half of the books last year.
Yeah.
But I stopped at, like, Order of the Phoenix. So, like, and it's funny, because, like, people will be like, oh, yeah, no, I love Harry Potter. And I'm like, yeah, do ya? Because, like, I read the books every year, and they're like, okay, well, I don't like it like that, and then I'm like, but you don't fucking love it! So, which is insane.
It's my baby!
I understand that that's crazy, but,
yeah.
Like, that's how I feel when, like, people tell me shit like that, and then I'm like, I guess I do have a few things that I obsess about.
Yeah. No, yeah. You do. A few things.
Well, and, like, work, obviously.
Right. Obviously. Obsessions. Man. See, this is difficult for me. And you know what? Here's why I think that it's difficult.
Because you're not an obsessive person?
I'll give you a fair shot to give me something that I obsess over. But I think that I don't obsess over anything because my attention span isn't long enough. So I get into something, and I'm, like, into it for, like, however long, and then all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about this. Let's move on to something else.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this is boring. Over and over again. What do you think I obsess over?
Podcast.
Oh, like listening to podcasts.
Yes. I feel like I was into podcasts before you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not crazy. Okay.
No, like, because we were hunting. We were on the hunt for the perfect.
Hunt the truth.
Hunt the truth, right? We were on the hunt for the perfect podcast.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You find cereal, you go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
and
God,
then
cereal.
And then I start listening to it, and then I
fucking like us.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny because Matt group texted us the other day, like, this episode or whatever, and, like, that was when I was at my aunt and uncle's, and, like, so I wasn't looking at shit anyways.
Right.
But then, like, I didn't have a great weekend and whatever, so, like, I didn't even read it. But I didn't look at that at all.
Right.
Well, you responded very aptly and said, Matt, I'm going to watch this. Mikey's not. Because he doesn't have time for new podcasts. You better just get him the Cliff Notes. And you're right. Like,
it's the truth.
Like, I love Kinda Funny, and I can't keep up with it. Like, they just did their studio thing yesterday.
Here's the deal. I don't think I've missed an episode of their podcast.
Yeah.
I don't
know how you fucking do that. Do you watch the Gamescast, too? Fuck.
I listen to the Gamescast. I listen to Game Over Greggy. I listen to P.S. I Love You. I listen to their old podcast, Podcast Beyond, Podcast Unlocked, and then I've got four or five others that I also listen to.
The only podcast I keep up with is Podcast Unlocked. Like, religiously.
Consistently.
Yeah. And you know why?
Why?
Because on Tuesdays when I drive my ass out here,
okay.
I listen to it.
Right.
And that's the only, like, and then, like, that episode's normally about long enough to get me home. They're like an hour episodes.
So let me tell you a little bit of backstory. Where this all came from, this obsession. Okay. So, I was in seventh grade, right? And I was pouring my life into
doing videos under your bed.
No, I didn't have my study bed, whatever, like, because it's got, like, because it had a desk underneath it, and it was like a bunk bed, but without the bottom bunk.
It was a loft.
Right. Sure, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, I didn't have that yet. So, I would sit in my little gaming chair, and I would pour into probably, I was either watching Cartoon Network, because there was a short time when I was watching that.
Yeah.
But it was shows that you wouldn't even know about.
How many more people aren't watching that 90s one, by the way? That is probably my favorite episode
we've
ever done.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love that episode so much.
Yeah, so if you, oh, yeah.
And you haven't gone back and watched, like, when people start watching our
stuff. I've started a list, a playlist, Adam's favorites.
Oh, perfect.
So that's one of them.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going back through, that's why I'm listening to them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and I listen to our podcast.
I was going to say, I do keep up with our podcast too. Like,
right.
That's it.
Because there are things, and here's the thing, guys. We're not self-obsessed. Well, I mean, I'm self-obsessed, but here's the deal. You don't. When you're recording this, you don't catch everything that you say.
Oh yeah, not at all.
Not at all. Like it's just you fucking like.
I was laughing.
White noise.
I was laughing so hard today. I'm running on the treadmill and I was listening to our last one about sickness or whatever, and like so I'm running on the treadmill, feeling good.
Right.
Feeling good. And it got to the part where I said like, take ten ibuprofen. The last fucking headache you ever have.
Yeah.
And go gurgle with battery acid. No. And then Randy says like. This just in, you shouldn't gurgle with hydrogen peroxide. And I was like, yeah, you shouldn't gurgle with Benadryl either, you fucks. Like,
oh my god.
I died.
Yeah,
I
that was like, a good episode.
I was like, that was hilarious. And then I was like, and then I remember that I'm like watching a video of myself and laughing at myself
right,
and running,
yeah.
And I'm like, keep it together.
Right? It's okay to be a fan of yourself now. Okay, so I'm in seventh grade. I'm pouring into Final Fantasy, I'm sure. Final Fantasy IX. One of my favorites.
Seventh grade, you're in Final Fantasy.
It's an older game
okay,
at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, 10 and 10-2 was probably
was say,
out
yeah,
at this point, right?
Yeah.
But I'm pouring in Final Fantasy, and I have a little, what's it called? Boombox?
Yeah.
Got a little boombox?
Yeah.
Right? So, I throw on the boombox. I don't like listening to music on the radio, because it's all, like, the same music over and over again,
yeah.
Right? So what do I do?
What's that? Oh, okay. I understand. I thought they gave me decaf tea and I almost killed somebody.
Oh no. Yeah, it's the boxes.
Yeah.
You're good. I don't know. We can talk about this later, but...
Someone almost died at
yeah.
Starbucks today.
Green tea is not decaf.
Yeah, no, I know. I was
only,
like,
only,
the fuck
only, herbal,
that?
Only herbal teas
yeah.
are decaf.
I was like, how did they even...
Green and black.
What did they
suck
get?
The...
Not at all!
They poisoned him! Now, okay. So what do I do with my boombox?
Carry it on your shoulder.
No.
Hold it above your head outside of some girl's window.
No! I'm not nearly old enough to understand that. Now.
Say anything.
Okay. No, I know. I obviously,
I
if I
that
say
movie.
That I'm not old enough to understand that reference, that means I'm
I love
I understand
movie.
The reference, but I'm still not old
so
enough.
So good.
I'm cute. I'm young. Hi. Now, I find talk radio. I start listening to Whoa. Which
oh
is like,
God.
Which is like conservative
fucking
news.
Whoa.
However, at midnight, there's this fucking shift, right? So they go from talking about fake science and how global warming isn't real to fucking fake science where they talk about UFOs and string theory and all of these things that are really intricate.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Right? I fucking fell in love with talk radio.
That's awesome.
Right?
And then, yeah, that's an easy transition then.
Right. So I have this love for talk radio. Every time I'm in the car, I'm like, can we please listen to some talk radio?
Yeah.
And then I get the Kia Soul.
Yeah.
Right? And I find NPR. And I pour hours
and
of my life.
And they make the best podcasts, too.
They do. They do. That's a fact.
The highest rated podcasts come from them.
Oh, all day. Because here's the deal. Their talk radio, all of their podcasts are the shows that are on all
yeah.
day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, I'm pouring hours of my life. And then this is when we find Serial, and then I just spiderweb out of fucking control. Right?
He listed off, like, 6 podcasts that he follows right now, right? Like, so those are the ones he doesn't miss.
Right.
He also then just catches other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, to a level, like, he tells me the amount of podcasts that he listens to, and it tires me out. I'm like, I can't, like, I don't have enough hours in the day to even think about that many
Well,
podcasts.
And, like, so one of the things that I do, because I legitimately actually listen to them. Like,
right.
And it's not, like, just garbage white noise
yeah,
in the
yeah,
background,
yeah.
right? What I'll do is, like, as soon as I get up, when I get in the shower, I've got my little, like, contraption in there to
yeah.
hook up my phone, and I start listening to podcasts right then, right? And so from that point until I get to work, I listen to podcasts. On my break, on my lunch, I listen to podcasts. On my drive home from work, I listen to podcasts. When I get home from work, if I don't throw on Netflix, I just listen to podcasts.
Do you listen to them, or do you, like, are they video?
Oh, no, I just listen to them.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
some of them I'll
ding,
watch.
Ding, ding, ding.
I will watch
found
some
the
things.
Thing he's obsessed with, by the way.
Nailed
it.
What is it? What?
Podcasts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're like, I give you, for like one thing I'm obsessed
for,
with.
For a while, I would, like, I would take a break from my podcast and I watch Colin and Greg Live.
Yeah.
Which is another kind of
which
funny
is
show.
Essentially a podcast, but it's a live.
But it's live.
Show. Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
So now here we are. Here we are. And
oh, so I think
I do love that.
I think I follow like, I don't know, three. I have like 10 podcasts that I follow.
Right.
But I don't listen to Startup anymore. I love Startup.
I still listen to it.
First season of Startup was amazing. Second season of Startup was amazing. Third season, I got like 3 episodes in and I was like, like, and it's not that Lisa Chow's not good. It's just that I don't care about it enough because like it's episodic now.
Right.
And so I don't care about it as much. It's not this big long arc. Serial, same thing. They come out with their new season. I listened to a couple episodes of it and I was like,
I listened to the whole thing and I was pissed. So I just went through and I counted the number of podcasts I actually listen to. So I've got 17 that I'm subscribed to, but I listen to 13 of them. Like, literally 13 podcasts, which is probably, it's probably around 15, 17 hours a week.
So I have Business Bootcamp. I'm going to read them all because I have so few. Business Bootcamp, Major Nelson Radio, Planet Money. Of those three in the top, I've listened to I've listened to a few Business Bootcamps.
Okay, yeah.
But like that's one that's kind of like Aisha Tyler's, where like it depends on the guest. Like, so there can be really good episodes,
yeah.
And then
that's why I dropped that one.
Yeah,
because
I was
like,
I dropped her too.
Yeah.
Planet Money, I've listened to one episode. I liked Planet Money because it had what's-his-face, Alex Bloomberg.
Right.
He originally was on Planet Money, and now he's on Startup. And
right.
Yeah. So
you should listen to Reply All. They're short episodes.
Really?
Yeah, they're like 30 minutes. Go, get on your phone. You're on your phone. Go to your podcast now. Subscribe to Reply All. It's so good.
It's another...
Gimlet Media.
Yeah, Gimlet Media podcast, which so is Startup and... what was that mystery show? I like that one.
Oh, mystery show? Also, they just started this show called Science Versus, which I also listen to.
Yes.
And they do science versus a topic. So, like, they did science versus guns.
Uh-huh.
And they talk about gun control.
Oh, my God.
And they did, like... Oh, my God, it's so good. And it's actually, Gimlet bought the rights to that show and got the host... This girl who's Australian, and she's amazing.
Awesome.
She's phenomenal. She's so smart. It's great.
Did they ever do the show that it was going to be like things that sound lame but aren't or whatever? Do you remember this? And so like there was an episode on Startup that they did as like a teaser for it, and it was like mold. Or
oh, yeah.
And like
yeah, they did.
Things you don't know about it. And Chumbawamba. And
yeah.
The things I didn't know about Chumbawamba, and I was like, holy fuck, this is amazing.
You know, I did know about Chumbawamba.
I didn't fucking
because
know
of
that
VH1.
At all. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They would
yeah,
do
behind
like.
Behind the music.
They, yeah, it was like they did. It wasn't even behind the music. It was like One Hit Wonders. I watched a documentary. That's another thing that I love.
Oh, documentaries. I love
right?
documentaries.
Oh, my gosh.
I will fucking lose
I watched,
my mind.
I watched Jesus Camp when I was in seventh grade, and I fell in love.
Oh,
I
yeah.
watched. I would watch that movie on repeat.
Food documentaries. That's my shit.
Oh, really?
Documentary? Yeah, like about our food industry. So like,
oh
like,
yeah,
like those
that,
are things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So like Food Inc. and like Cowspiracy and stuff. Like I don't care. I'm still gonna eat all the meat. But like,
right.
It's really interesting.
It's really cool.
So then, Podcast Unlocked, Serial, Startup. I listen to Podcast Unlocked on there. Like I haven't listened to Startup in forever.
Yeah.
But like, I love Startup. I just.
Yeah.
Story and Star Wars.
Right.
They don't make those anymore.
Right.
So
yeah.
So there will be a new episode of that, I assume.
One day.
One day.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do Rogue One.
Maybe.
And then maybe they'll do the next Star Wars.
Yeah.
Maybe. TTRG, our podcast. The Game Over Gravy Show. So, like, that's probably the one I listen to the most, besides Unlocked.
Right.
The Tim Ferriss Show, which is how I found Alex Bloomberg. So, like...
Oh, okay.
Because, like, I found him in a very roundabout way. By the way, so Startup, Gimlet Media.
Yes.
Alex Bloomberg.
Yes.
All the same thing. So he came from NPR and started Gimlet Media, which is, they are the ones who produce Startup, the podcast. I know this is very convoluted. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
But Adam texted me one day, long ago.
Yes.
And was like, you should listen to this podcast. It's about a guy who started his own podcast. And
right.
Now, like, they're doing great. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. And so, like, I saved it in my notes. Like, that's a podcast that I should listen to.
Right.
And then one day I'm listening to the Alex Ferris podcast, or is that his
name? Tim Ferriss.
Tim Ferriss, sorry.
Right.
I'm listening to it, and Alex Bloomberg is on there.
Yeah.
And it's like the most interesting conversation I'm hearing. And I know about Alex Bloomberg because of Planet Money,
right,
which is one that he started. And that's why he's on the Tim Ferriss show,
right,
because he had started Planet Money. And so, like, I see in the guests that Alex Bloomberg's a guest on this one. I was like, oh, watch that one.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it, and I was like, this is so good. Like, I really like this. I should follow him on Twitter. And so, like, I follow him on Twitter, and then, like, I'm listening to it. It's like, God, this is a great episode. And I was like, what is this? What's he talking about with Startup? That sounds like a good podcast.
Right.
I should listen to that. So then I find it, tell Matt about it, then I tell you about it, and you're like, that's the fucking podcast I told you.
Yeah.
Like, 6 months ago. And I was like, oh my God, it's amazing!
Yeah, because I like, so what happened was I was like, I was listening to 12 different podcasts and I was like, man, this isn't enough content for me.
Yeah, I need more.
So I'm like I literally just went through like new and noteworthy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Startup came up,
yeah,
and I was like, oh my God!
What a great idea!
Yeah! So I started listening to it and I just fell in love. Oh, man.
It's the strangest way that I ever found a podcast. But, like, that's how this shit works, too. Which is why it's important that you guys share our stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works. Like people just randomly will find shit. Like, that's how Greg Miller, I was on IGN, and
yeah,
I'm watching him play fucking SimCity. And I was
right,
like, this guy's funny. I'm going to go follow him on Twitter. And then I see him post about his fucking podcast with Colin. And I was
right,
like, oh, that's cool. And then I found Unlocked because of him. And I was
right,
like, I've been on IGN forever, never watched Unlocked.
Never knew how broad this media
yeah,
was. Like,
never.
It's so cool. Oh, God.
Yeah, and like, so that's how it works. Like, people, you find shit that you like, and then you get people hooked, and like, people are like, oh man, this is awesome. I never would have found this if it wasn't for this. Just like a lot of what Startup says, they're like, why they are so successful is because of Serial, right? And they're
right,
like, oh, well, so many people must have found us because of Serial. But then he finds out that, like, there were plenty of people who were like, I've never heard of Serial. And
before.
It was like, what do you fucking mean you haven't heard of Serial?
Yeah. How do you know about podcasts?
Yeah. How do you fucking
yeah,
know?
Right, yeah.
Sorry, this became a podcast.
That's so meta.
But that's what he's obsessed with.
Yeah,
obsessed
and
with.
That's true. And I used to be obsessed with YouTube. That's why I know what I know about YouTube. Because,
yeah,
like, when I was in high school, I would watch all of these personality YouTubers,
yeah,
who were like doing vlogs or doing shows,
right,
and like
Olga Kay posted a picture of herself the other day, and she's gorgeous.
Oh my
God,
she
was like,
is.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
But I was probably, and this is another thing, I was probably subscribed to like 40 people,
yeah,
and I watched every video,
everything
that they released, all of them.
I think. Like, and so that's where I'm having trouble with media right now, is because, like, I have podcasts that I want to listen to, and then I have YouTube shows that I like to watch, and, like, I don't even know how, like, I don't have enough time to watch a television episode most
yeah,
days, and so, like, I'll, like, sit down, and I'm like, okay, and I go to this Star Wars guy who I follow, and he, like, does all these theories about, like,
right,
the news.
Right, he told me about this
right,
before, yeah.
He posts, like, an episode a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes multiple videos. And I'm like, well, I can't really jump into all of these right now because I need to watch Game Theorist, so, like, I'm going to watch Game Theorist.
Right.
And so then I watch Game Theorist, and then, like, Sorted Food has posted something new, and Food Wishes, and
yeah,
I'm like, all
right,
fuck this.
Yeah, right, like, I give up.
Like, it's crushing me. I can't keep up with all this shit. And, like, I feel that way sometimes when, like, I talk to, like, supporters of us.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, I just, like, I'm so far behind, and I'm like, it's okay, you just catch up
yeah,
whenever you do.
Yeah,
so, like, get the fuck moving and catch up.
Right, yeah, but it's one of those things where, like, so we don't have substance. No, we don't do, like, the same topic. So we
right,
don't talk
right,
about video games.
Yeah.
We don't talk about movies.
Yeah.
Like, you know your interests.
Yeah.
And we know ours. And ours are broad.
Yeah, so sometimes they'll coalesce and sometimes they won't.
Yeah, so
yeah,
like, catch the episodes that you want to catch.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the stuff that makes you excited about
right,
our content.
Right, yeah.
And like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say the other thing that I'm obsessed about is work. Like,
yeah.
And like, and it doesn't really matter what, like, I have to care about the work.
Right.
But otherwise, it doesn't really fucking matter. Like,
yeah,
I'm obsessed with, like,
doing things.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's what it is. I think it's about, like, what you produce. So, like, whatever it is, if it's, like, a team environment or getting things done or whatever, like, you're obsessed with that.
Yeah, like, I love to do things.
Yeah. And, like, for instance, like, so I love work. I'm working a lot right now.
Yeah.
I love this podcast, but sometimes those two things, like, because of how much time I have to pour into
one of the other, yeah.
Like, things kind of get, like,
and then we post
around.
On Saturday, like,
I know.
I wake up on Saturday and I was like, is it Friday?
But it's like, I saw, like, there are things that are like, I don't want this episode to go live until my thumbnail's done.
Right.
And I was up until 3 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
Exporting the
video. I know you're always
up,
like, so late, so, like, I never give you a hard time about it, because I'm like, I know he's working on it, like, I don't know.
Yeah, bad. Yeah, no, and I totally understand that, like, but I take a lot of ownership in that, like, and I fucking love
producing
our podcast.
I'm like, Adam, can I help you with anything? You're like, I'm on it. And I'm like, all right, just let me know.
Right, like, I'm losing sleep over this.
Yeah.
But it's because I love doing it.
Right,
like, and if
right.
I didn't love doing it, then I just wouldn't.
Right.
Or I'd be like, you know what, fuck this, Mike.
Yeah.
Listen, you take...
all this shit!
Take the show on the road! Fucking set up a tent, go talk to the people! It's like
you're doing live videos from now on.
We're like the guy and the little person from Oh Brother Where Art Thou, right? Where the guy is like standing on the soapbox, and there's a little person with the broom.
Very well.
Why?
I don't, because I'm getting it mixed up with Big Fish.
Yeah,
Big Fish.
Yeah, they're similar. They've got a similar style to them.
Yeah, similar style.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Very different movie, but yeah.
One time, somebody who we both know might have an obsession with Dollar Tree tried to tell me that Big Fish is the best comedy. And I was like, hold on, wait. do you know what comedy is? Like, I'm funny. So let's start there. What's comical about the movie?
Yeah, like, there are funny elements in that movie.
Right, but it's like maybe like a fantasy,
yeah.
Or like a, I don't know what else.
Yeah, it's like a,
like,
drama,
it's
storytelling,
like,
sort of,
right,
movie.
But it's definitely, if it was anything, it's definitely not a comedy.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a comedy. And it certainly then is not the best comedy if you label it.
Yeah,
like, there are lots of moments in that where it's like, oh, that's kind of dark.
Yeah. This is freaking me the fuck out.
Yeah. Why is that giant eating people? That's so funny.
Here we go. All right. Wow.
I love that movie. All right. I think that's all I got.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Obsessed. Obsessed with a lot of things, apparently, actually.
Especially ourselves.
Thank you so much, Yehida, for picking this topic. I really appreciate it. Thank you for getting back to us. And then thank you to both you and Rodney for supporting us at such a high level on Patreon. You guys are like 30% of our business. So
yeah.
Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you on the next one.